Hey, look who's on the phone line right now, though. It's our friend Dawn Jackson Blattner. She is our America's favorite nutritionist and dietitian. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Well, hey, John. You know what? I dress with respect to get on your show. Like, I'm over here in my house talking to you, but I'm always dressing with respect.
What do you wear when you go to the airport?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I thought it was like a fashion show. I like to wear usually bright pants. Either they're bright purple or bright blue. I have like a couple of rotating airport outfits. And then like a striped blouse and a like a velvet jacket over it. And everyone's like, you know, talking to me about my outfit. And that's part of why I wear fun clothes, is that I like everybody to talk to me.
I've seen you in person enough to know your description is apt. You wear, and I think that's a nice description, fun clothes. They pop, as do you, and they reflect your personality. But you're not wearing flip-flops and pajamas, are you?
No, I am not. But, you know, I kind of like this idea of dressing because I do think it makes you more alert and more friendly when you're not feeling so, like, sleepy in your jammies.
Speaking of feeling alert, so you have some recommendations for people for Thanksgiving. Here it is. Three things Dawn Jackson Blattner is going to add to her Thanksgiving routine. Go.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say that I am very grateful for our relationship and the listeners. I really love being here. So that's the first most important thing.
Amen.
However, you are right. I have decided there are three things I'm adding to my routine because I already try and do, you know, bring the veggies and do these things. Okay. Anyway, first one, I am obsessed with a palm sour mocktail. So palm sour mocktail helping me drink less alcohol and wine, because it's something fun besides just plain water or water with a lemon. And all it is it's pomegranate juice, sparkling water, and a splash of apple cider vinegar. So I love it because it tastes great, but this palm sour also has a little bit extra thing in there with that apple cider vinegar. There is small research to suggest that vinegar before meals helps better regulate blood sugar. And especially when you're eating these big meals with a lot more carbs than we're used to, having that mocktail a little bit before dinner is actually a, you know, semi-scientific base to help you out. So I love the mocktail idea. The other thing that I am doing is I'm bringing a hostess gift. I hope she's not listening. A hostess gift of digestion teas, ginger, mint, and fennel. All three of those teas could be great after a meal with your dessert, pairing it with pumpkin pie or pecan pie or whatever you're having, to not only help you slow down, enjoy, and savor your dessert, but also they medicinally work to help regulate your digestive tract, relax it, and help digestion go better. So I think those digestion teas are great. And then the final thing is something we've talked about in everyday life, but Thanksgiving, it's a must. This is a post-meal walk. And when I say it's not like everybody has to put on their jacket and go 10 miles, research shows even as little as 2 to 5 minutes after a meal can help start regulating blood sugar levels. So it really can just be a quick trip around the block and then everybody cleans up. This idea of a walk after a meal is something I'm putting on board this year.
I can just see the little parade. We're going to have young and old. And
yes.
After, okay, we're walking around the block. Then we come back and we pick up the dishes. What were the three teas? Ginger, mint, and what was the third one?
Fennel. So fennel seeds, we know these in Italian sausage. Us Chicagoans know our Italian sausage has the fennel seed in there. But when you do fennel seed as a tea, it's so wonderful to settle your stomach and help digestion. So, yep, those are the three.
You said you want to add color to our Thanksgiving table.
Well, yeah, listen, I mean, I feel like everybody talks about Thanksgiving, you know, like how to make over your dish or how to lighten it up and all this stuff. You know what? I'd rather let's talk about what we're going to add. You know, look at your table. Like if you were going to take a picture of your traditional Thanksgiving plate, there is a lot of beige on there. Everything from stuffing to the turkey to the mashed potatoes to the rolls. I mean, we have a pretty beige holiday. So are you having enough color on that plate? And so I love bringing, we bring roasted Brussels sprouts. If you don't know about delicata squash, you need to get familiar with it. Delicata squash is awesome because you do not have to peel it. So many of the squashes have such a thick skin that you have to peel it. Delicata squash has a very thin skin. It's beautiful. You can cut it into rounds. And even if everybody has just one round at the table, it makes your plate look so great. And squash in general is great for vitamin A, vitamin C, fiber. I always make sweet potato casserole. I don't make it with marshmallows. That might be a hot take, but I will put a little bit of 100% maple syrup in there and a lot of delicious pecans. Love that. We have real cranberry sauce. So you see, we have green, we have yellow, we have orange, we have red. And this year, I'm playing around with a really interesting recipe for butternut squash mac and cheese. So, you know, traditional mac and cheese, you know, fine. But what if that cheese sauce was made with butternut squash? So I have a recipe that I really, really like for butternut cheese sauce. And I'm like, why don't I just bring this to Thanksgiving? I take a bag of butternut squash cubes that are frozen. And then I just have water in it, and I boil that with a little salt and pepper. And I'll tell you what, that purees, and it looks like cheese. It looks like cheddar cheese because butternut squash pureed like that looks like cheese. And then I actually put a cup of real cheddar cheese in there, and it is the best sauce. So you could use it on veggies, but I'm going to use it on noodles and bring that for a secret way to get extra veggies.
Dawn Jackson-Blattner, the dietitian and nutritionist, the author, the game show winner. She's the lady that got the Cubs past the finish line the year they won the World Series. Dawn, I've got some questions for you before we go to your acronym. Is that okay?
Sounds great.
Please repeat the mocktail drink.
Yes. Thank you for asking. Sparkling water in your glass, some pomegranate juice, and a splash of apple cider vinegar. And a splash is anything from a teaspoon to a tablespoon. And listen to this. After you drink it, don't let it sit on your teeth forever either. Drink water afterwards,
yeah.
Just a sip. Just because, you know, vinegar sitting, it's still diluted in the sparkling water. But I just, you know, drink a little bit of water after too.
And my dentist, Dr. Amar Patani, says if you're drinking, say, a LaCroix, you should rinse with fresh water too, because the carbonation is what's hard on your enamel. So apple cider vinegar and then cranberry juice, you said?
I like pomegranate juice. Pomegranate juice has crazy amounts of antioxidants, and it's really such a deep red that it sort of tricks me into thinking I'm drinking red wine or rosé. So I like the pomegranate juice.
All right. And then don't put vodka in it?
Well, here's the thing. I am not putting vodka in mine because I'm really using this as a buffer to drink less over
yep.
the holidays.
Yep.
But if you did want to adult spike it, ain't no shame.
Yeah, but shame on me. That's not that funny. And it's the opposite of your good idea here. Is all sourdough bread equal or like wheat bread? Does it have to be whole wheat sourdough bread?
Oh, so no. Sourdough bread does not have to be whole wheat to have the benefits to digestion and blood sugar regulation. However, not all sourdough is equal. And here's how you know. Read the ingredients, or, you know, you could talk to the baker if you're buying it from like a farmer's market or something. But if you're buying it out, you do not want to see any yeasts in the ingredient list because you really want the sourdough to have risen through its own sourdough cultures. That's how bread rises when it's actually sourdough. So if you see yeast is an ingredient, oftentimes that's not like a true sourdough.
Dr. Copeland from Northwestern Medicine was on with us Tuesday, and when I threw this statistic at him, he said he didn't believe it. 1 in 8 Americans are on a GLP-1.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. We have a lot of chronic disease in our country, you know, between diabetes and triglyceride levels and, you know, waist circumference and blood pressure and cholesterol levels and everything. So these medications for doctors are one of these tools that is helping a lot of people with these metabolic conditions. There's also a lot of people who are, you know, potentially using it off-label, microdosing, not doing it for, you know, the correct reasons. But by and large, yeah, American population is not that well. And having a medication that could be a tool for some people, you know, it's out there.
And I don't think there's any, and I don't know what the abuse of it is. You didn't use that word, but I mean, if you're using it because you want to lose weight and you don't have diabetes, I say use it because you want to lose weight. I have no problem with that. 1 in 8 does seem like a lot, even though a lot of us are using it or know someone who is. I saw an article in the paper today and it said, so a lot of people aren't going to be eating much at your Thanksgiving, y'all. And then what do you do about that? My favorite food at Thanksgiving, Dawn, is stuffing. And I tell you that for no real reason. But I wonder if you have any thoughts about people who don't want to eat so much at Thanksgiving this year.
Yes. Well, hey, listen, I agree with you. Stuffing is my favorite as well. I also agree with you that if a medication is a tool and you're using it with your doctor, amen, alleluia. It's the people who are getting it at like med spas and doing it, you know, without a doctor's supervision, that those are the people that you worry about. But yes, it's a great tool for them. Now, here's what I have to say about anybody eating anything or not eating anything at your Thanksgiving. Your body, your business, their body, their business. There is no reason to comment or say anything about people, how much they're eating, how little they're eating, what their body looks like, what their body doesn't look like. You just need to think of other topics that are high vibe and fabulous and fun, and no need to patrol what people are eating.
I think that's really wise and warm of you. That's sweet. Talk politics. Just say, hey, what do you think of Trump? Bring that up instead of
talk
about the, really? Are you going to eat stuffing? I thought you were on a GLP-1. Huh, funny choice. Don't do that. Here's Dawn's acronym, RESET. I got a couple minutes left, Dawn. Walk us through RESET.
Okay, here's where I came up with this. People email me all the time, say, oh my gosh, I overdid it on Halloween candy. Oh my gosh, I overdid it at Thanksgiving. What can I do the next day to reset things? Should I undereat? You know, should I do a detox?
Oh.
No, people. Use this reset. It's a gentle way, a simple way to return to your baseline and feeling better after an overindulgent day. R, refuel with real food. Just make sure that you're eating three meals that have protein and produce in them the next day. Okay? E, exhale the guilt, baby. Don't have shame. Just be aware. You know, just because you overdid it one day, who cares? You know, yesterday doesn't have to define your today. The S is sip and sleep. You must hydrate, especially when we're overeating things like sugar and carbs, hydration. And then next day, prioritize rest, giving your body enough sleep so that it can generate and repair and get back to baseline. The E is, you know, my favorite tip of all, eat at the table. So the next day, do not just go stand in the fridge or, you know, lounge on the couch eating leftovers. Put anything you want to eat on a plate to reconnect with your food, help you enjoy it, help you naturally just eat less of it. And then the final T is really that next day. If you're not doing it after dinner as well, but the next day for sure, take a walk. You know, movement is going to boost your mood. It's going to get you those feelings of, you know, I'm feeling empowered. And listen, it doesn't have to be a hero move. You know, anything counts. You know, go for a walk. Anything is better than nothing.
Dawn, that is just so helpful. That is so helpful and smart. I'm so glad you did that. I'm taking a picture of the page I have. I'm going to post even a screen grab, and we'll put this on our on our website as well. Do you have time for a quick phone call, too?
Oh, sounds great.
Marilyn, you're on with Dawn Jackson-Blattner. How can we help you, Marilyn?
I have a question regarding the pomegranate juice. Every time I look at the ingredients, it's like 35 grams of sugar. To me, that's so high. Why is it that, you know, I'm trying to keep my calories down as far as the sugar, and I'm thinking, well, is it that good for you if it's that high in sugar?
Yes, thank you for the question. So juice in general is very high in natural sugars because they're taking like four pomegranates, squeezing it all in there. So it's all the natural sugars of that fruit in there and none of the fiber. So juice in general is not necessarily an everyday health food because even though it is natural sugars, they aren't buffered with that natural fiber. So that's why whole fruit is better than juice because of those fibers. However, when it is a holiday and you're diluting that splash of pomegranate juice with water, like sparkling water, even flat water, that is a great use of juice. It's getting those antioxidants. It's buffering how much sugar is in there. And that little splash of vinegar, you know, is that added little touch. But you are absolutely right that juice at full throttle every day is probably a too high in sugar, natural sugar without that fiber. With, you know, that's why eat a whole fruit as much as you can.
Thanks for the question, Marilyn. Good answer. Dawn Jackson-Blattner at DJ Blattner on Instagram. DawnJacksonBlattner.com is her website. Have a great Thanksgiving, Dawn, and thank you so much for the insight today. Really good ideas.
Hey, thank you, John. I'm very grateful for you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Don't we have the best guests on this station?